big restaurant.
Bluesy. Yeah, that's really
swing
dancing is just getting like
walked
around.
Yeah, which is awesome. It's like really like.
It looks cool. It feels cool.
Yeah.
Swing dancing is awesome. We're talking about electro swing.
Do you know electro swing by any chance?
I have 2 shots kind of.
You know what?
No, stop! No, you don't. You're lying. You're lying.
You got.
No, he's lying. He's a troll.
You're trolling.
You're trolling us. Get out of here, man. If shots show up here,
what?
I
don't know. Right now.
I won't take him. No. If shots show up here, I'm not taking.
You're not taking shots.
I'm not touching him.
We're just gonna look at him.
Yeah, we'll just look at him. Maybe I pour it in my beer. No, that'd be disgusting.
That's what I literally thought that, and I thought that'd be bad.
Yeah, that's bad. That's yummy.
So this is like a pretty interesting, unexpected turn of my Shabbat
dinner.
Yeah.
You know, I'm gonna tell you everybody. So guys, I went. They'll be like, you'll stumble in at like 7 a.m. They're gonna be like, you just came back from a Shabbat
dinner. My roommates are so boring. They're gonna think I'm crazy. They're like a married couple, but they like have a dog and like they just like sit on the couch and watch TV and shit like that.
Are they actually married?
No, they basically are. Like they're gonna get married. Like they've been dating for like 8 years.
They'll kick you out to have kids.
It's my fucking house. We'll kick them out.
You guys are you're pregnant? Yeah, kids are in check.
They're already pushing on the dog.
But you like the dog.
I don't like the dog.
You sit on it.
I sit on it. I like my fish. My fish is awesome.
Yeah, like
my room. Yeah, I have a beta. His name is Major. I had a previous fish named Sergeant Piscata. And he was red.
What happened to him?
He died.
After
fish died.
That's not bad for beta fish.
Yeah, live, like, they usually live 2 to 4 years, but I got him when he was 2 years old. So he's probably a year old.
I've never kept an aquatic pet for longer than 3 days.
My current weight is 6 months.
And I've kept a lot of aquatic pets. What's up? Yeah, yeah, okay. When I was a little bit younger, I was sort of addicted to just trying to get them to live. And like after one would die, I would immediately go out and get another and get a new something new, something better, different food. Nothing worked. So then I became obsessed.
My fish is trained. My fish. He cuts off your fingers, he lets you pet him, he says hi to you, he sleeps on a leaf. He like...
He sleeps on a leaf?
I have a plastic leaf that you train to sleep on.
You mean like, if he doesn't sleep on the leaf, you tap on the glass and you like, go to bed?
They naturally sleep on leaves.
Beta fish?
Yeah, I know. Beta fish breathe air from the surface. So they sleep on leaves so they can wake up while they're sleeping and breathe and they go back to sleep.
That's so
cute. It's so cute.
Hear that?
He took all
beta fish?
I'm just so grounded.
Andres, beta fish go to sleep on leaves. And they're little fish things. Andres is like, I'd like to go to sleep on leaves right now. It's okay! It's
he
okay.
Eats off your fingers.
Can you guys help me with this?
Huh? We'll help you.
We'll help you. We'll help you.
Wait, your beta fish, so you put your finger, you put the food on your finger and you put it underwater.
You put it in the water. He'll also, he'll jump. He's trained to jump. So if you put your finger above the water, he'll jump up and like bite your finger, like down your finger.
I am so drunk. With me is Shiro, Zoe. I'm sure you can hear them in the background. We're talking about fish biting fingers off of people.
What are you saying? Oh, you're recording.
And
let's listen. Can we listen? He's not done yet. He's not talking to Siri.
Zoe is ruining my recording.
Starting.
Chiro's got the right idea. I actually like recording just ambient noise.
That's all it's gonna be.
I know. No, actually, no. It'll be discernible. Believe me, it will be. I'm still recording. Yeah. I do this. Have you not listened to any of my little?
No.
No.
You know who else has a smile? I have this one of my best friends, Maya.
Zoe doesn't know what's what.
And she's constantly getting her.
She looks at my blog. Probably doesn't read anything I actually write. Doesn't listen to any of the recordings I record.
So the douchiest thing I do is sometimes I carry a black notepad.
I'm drunk, but still, she doesn't know what she's doing. She doesn't know what she's missing.
It is so fucking douchey to pull a fucking black notepad out of your back pocket and be like, what was that again?
Oh, I have a notepad on me.
I'm not douchey at all.
But I mean,
I might be douchey.
You have, like, everything to say. And you have, like, your life here. Like, deodorant, apron, notepads.
I mean, come on. I guess you were a different writer.
Is this notepad, like, private information notepad?
Let me write on it. Let's write on it.
The most recent thing I wrote was a grocery list, marketing.
That's not private at all.
No.
No. Some of them are writing ideas. Right? No, those are directions for a game. Can I or anyone write about sex without a company if these are all ideas or pieces? Sometimes I write interesting things. Let me get a writing pieces.
Are we gonna write?
Yeah, why not?
Drunk writing, yes.
Like tandem stories.
We're gonna have some good writing. You go first.
Yeah, should we do a tandem story?
What is that?
Okay. Yeah, like, he starts, like, he will, like, walk down the street.
I'm in. I don't know if we can get him in, but
He's in. He's an MFA favorite. He's in already. He's in by default.
I'm technically as a Centaur Cooper, so I'm in. I'm an Arc Cooper, man. I am. I know the Photoshops. The Photoshops.
Let's see what he's writing. Maybe we should get a private.
No, you don't have to.
Oh, so you can be like.
So you want us, like, hovering over you?
No. Alright, listen, if you want to give me privacy, that's fine. If you don't want to, that's fine as well.
He's cool with whatever. He's down.
Yeah,
whatever, man.
I have
a
It doesn't seem like they're closing anytime.
The fact that the guy didn't know what time it is makes me think he's not going to be
anything. What are the ones that make you feel like you're inside of a submarine, but actually looking at a submarine from the outside and still there?
They remind me of dog water.
Yeah.
Right?
I have, like, that's like a passing submarine.
Yeah. They probably know
what I'm saying. What do those things look like to you?
On a ship.
On a ship.
You guys both have an aquatic thing going.
Very nautical.
No, very nautical, yeah. What do we got going on here? Wow, your handwriting is not very good.
My
handwriting is fucking terrible, but I'm a programmer, so I have an excuse.
So part of
he's giving me, like, a bad look.
Part of the challenge for tandem writing is going to be reading each other's sentences. I'm digging
this is awesome party. Like,
sing it, Frank.
Yeah,
this is the kind of music that you listen to when you're, like, starting to get good. Like, when you're at his point.
Yeah, man.
This is the soundtrack to Andres' life right now.
I'm gonna help you with this.
That's a very sad state of affairs. The fact that I'm so drunk that I think that this is real, like, a real, genuine setting.
Genuine setting.
We're
chilling.
No, with the music, like, it's like it's real artistic and everything. And then somebody brings it back to reality. It's like, this person is so drunk that they think that this is the act. This is a very artsy group.
Am
I making any sense?
Andres, it's lovely, the music.
It's good that you do that. It's good that you do that.
Good for you, buddy.
Going in.
Go,
I'm excited.
We're gonna have to read a world before we start.
You guys realize I'm not writing anything.
Yeah, you are.
You're fucking writing shit.
I am not writing anything.
When you're done, we're going to pass it to me, and I'm going to read what you wrote, and then pick it up, and, like, write
keep
the next
going,
part.
Keep going, keep going. Go until you're done.
Write.
Go until you're done.
We're going to make a story.
Yeah.
So, I used to host this event called Depending on Where
Friendsgiving.
And I would just invite all my friends and cool. So like basically Thanksgiving and Hanukkah.
That's awesome.
Turkey and potato latkes and lots of food.
Wow,
and
that's
like
sweet, though.
I'd make my friends get super, super dressed up for it. And then we would pass around my laptop and we were all nice and cozy from like old cider and write the tandem story and last year.
Awesome.
It was like, and then Pikachu. That was too tight. I don't know. Last year I ended up in the store.
Awesome. Is it
my turn or are you still?
I'm not touching it anymore.
Okay.
I know, no, the thing is, it's just really, it's just bullshit.
That's
it.
Yeah, this is a very serious setting where you're very seriously writing it. That's not a good decision, Andres.
What? Wait, what's adorable? I don't understand. I don't understand this. What's adorable? I don't understand.
I'm so glad I was so reactive.
I don't understand.
I've been helping. Look, I've been helping. Give me your drink.
Thank you.
All y'all motherfuckers need penmanship classes. Holy shit. You're writing cursive? Holy crap.
Like half cursive, half cursive.
Dude, I didn't know there was like ways to play swing music at fucking 3 in the morning. This is awesome, actually.
I'm done. Your turn.
Yeah, so you have a good flicker. You like flick pretty hard.
Does this hurt? No.
The Beatles, I think, had a perfect pattern for their hands. And it's like, it's almost like Eleanor Rigby.
I'm going to climb out to go to the bathroom. I'll climb around.
Yeah. That is really bad.
I don't know about you, but I'm like...
We got Ebola.
Yeah.